This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
Well, welcome everyone. It's finally here, 2024. Buffalo Streets Project. I'm Laura. I'm the public relations specialist for YDOT. Stephen Charles is my resident engineer here in Buffalo. And
Gensikin,
I cannot wait till you get married, is going to be our project engineer on the job. So she's going to be on the job. She's going to be boots on the ground for this project. And then Nate Wilson is with our Kroll, who's our primary contractor. So he's going to be leading it from that aspect. Also from YDOT here is Scott Taylor, our district engineer, Michelle Edwards, our district traffic engineer, and Andy Reimers, who is our foreman on our maintenance crew here in town as well, too. So I think that's all of us. So you all have the scope and schedule of the project. I try to simplify it as much as we can without getting too much into the weeds. Very generalized for the public. So hopefully this makes sense. Definitely wanted to just bring to attention what we're doing here in 2024 and then what's going to be happening in 2025. So as you can tell, what we've been putting out is that the downtown area, basically Hart Street to Parmalee, will be all of next year, and then the Cemetery Creek Culvert will be next year. So the flanks, the ends, the bypass is primarily going to be all this year's project scope. So not much of an impact to downtown. So that's all good for business owners. So project is starting next Monday. We're going to have moving in on Monday. Traffic control groups are going to be starting to bring in traffic control devices, candles, cones, barrels, you name it. They're going to start staging all that stuff Friday in preparation for getting that stuff in place on Monday and getting going on that. So public meetings. Right now, our first public meeting is scheduled for June 11th, and that's a Wednesday or Tuesday at 10 in the morning. Right now, that's where we have it scheduled for, Tuesdays at 10, and that will be at the fire station meeting room. So they're on volunteer lane is where we're going to host our public meetings. So I will be sending out, if you filled out the sign-in sheet, if you haven't before, make sure you have your email address on there. So then I can add you to that email list that I send out, weekly updates, invites, need-to-knows, etc. On that email. And then that's probably your best method to stay in the loop on what we're doing. I also will be doing newspaper, radio, the Sheridan media stations, the ones that are pretty heavy here in the Buffalo area. We'll be doing updates on that radio station throughout the day. And then our good friend Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio here.
Info.
Sorry. She's got a whole page devoted to this project, and she's going to have all the information, daily, weekly updates, anything I feed to her, she's going to throw on there. And then also she's going to be recording, obviously, tonight's meeting and having that available on her site, and then any public meetings we have. One-on-one interviews, me giving her updates, various things. So that's going to be a really good source for everyone in the community as well to stay up to speed on this project. So everyone did get the sign-in sheet in your email contact on there so I can stay in the loop with you. Okay, I know I had a few that got kicked back to me, but we'll deal with those. So I'm going to let Stefan kind of walk you through this sheet a little bit, give you a little more detail of what's going to be happening in the next 2 weeks, especially what's going to be happening next week, and he can kind of walk us through that.
Thanks, Laura. Again, my name is Stephen Charles. I'm the resident here in Buffalo with YDOT. We had our first project meeting for the project today, and that was with all the contractors, subcontractors, and YDOT to talk about what the schedule is going to look like. And so what you can expect coming up here in the next couple of weeks is going to be work on the south side of Main Street near the I-25 interchange. There's two storm sewer culverts that are going to get dug out and replaced down there, and then there's going to be some excavation work. The areas where those culverts are getting replaced at are going to be left temporarily as an unimproved gravel or crushed bay surface is what you're going to see after they do the culvert work before they come through and do the reclamation and paving in that area. So there is going to be some time where if you're in those sections of the project, you're going to be driving on unimproved surfaces. And then some of the other work that's going to be going on, a couple of the larger tree removals that we have to do in order to facilitate the ADA work on the north side of the job, not in the downtown area, is going to be occurring. And then you're going to start seeing our contractor doing some excavation and deep base repairs, we call them isolated reconstructions, on the bypass road, so on the county bypass road there, on the south side near Buckingham Lumber is where they're going to start. There's a large section there that will also be, when they get done with the dirt work, left as an unimproved surface until they can get in and pave that. So that's really the majority of the work that you're going to start seeing here. There's always going to be people out laying stakes and surveying and measuring and checking stuff, and so if you see other people around in other areas, that wouldn't be surprising. So that's sort of the next couple of weeks that we have going on. The way the progress is sort of going to progress on the sheet we have here, we're going to start on the south side of the job. We're going to work some sections in there. Some of that work is going to get done this year. Some of the bigger items on the south side of the job are going to be left until 2025. Specifically, that's going to be the Cemetery Creek box culvert replacements. That's a big part of the job. There's not enough time right now for us to get that in with lead time for materials and getting crews and stuff set up. The county bypass road work is going to happen this summer. And that's sort of going to be concurrent with some of the work that's going on south side by I-25. When the majority of that is done, then we expect, and things can always change in construction, but as that gets done, we expect our contractors to be moving to the north side of the project. That's going to be from essentially Hart Street moving north. There is a small portion of Rock Creek Road once you get past the I-90 interchange that we're going to be working on also with the county. And then that's going to be the majority of 2024. There might be a couple of little things here and there that happen outside of that, but the rest, the majority of that downtown section from, like Laura said, Carmelie to Hart Street is going to be for the 2025 construction. That's sort of what we got going on, big picture, and here the next couple weeks. I'm happy to answer any questions anyone might have for me or Laura.
And you'll note that we are not working the week of County Fair on that north end there, or just that end, right?
So the section of the road that fair traffic uses, that north side of the bypass, there will not be any work occurring from our contractor during that County Fair time to give people access in and out. So we're not hampering anything. That road will be opened up and everybody will get in now.
And all work will be done under traffic, so there'll be no like detours or, you know, roads closed signs anywhere. At some point in time, if need be, because that's what's required of the job, there may be like temporary small little detours or maybe a longer wait just to accommodate what the task is at the time. So do be aware of those, but other than that, you should be able to, your commutes and your ways around town will just be cut short a little bit just because of the improved gravel surface that you'll be driving on, and then just, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, so you just want to keep yourself and our contractors and their employees safe, so we do ask that, keep an eye out for the orange.
So you can expect one-way alternating traffic during the day when construction is occurring, so they'll, all the traffic will be pushed down to one lane. There'll be flaggers on either end controlling when traffic can come through each direction. And then at the end of the day, traffic will be opened up to two-way alternating. It will probably, in a lot of the time, still be have reduced access, but it will be opened up where there will be two-way unrestricted traffic so you can actually get through. And the contractor's working hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., So that's when they're allowed to work on the project. So hopefully that doesn't disturb anybody who's got a house adjacent or sleeping in an apartment downtown somewhere.
And that's Monday through Friday with optional Saturdays. So that's kind of how that's gonna, what that's gonna look like. Any questions?
What about the water that runs under the highway out there in the corner from the bypass to the interstate?
From the bypass to the interstate. I think that's one of the culverts we're replacing. Not 100% sure of the location you're talking about. So we're doing culvert replacements on Main Street right next to the bypass on the east side. If that's
right
the location.
About, right straight north of the football field, there's a water runs underneath the, I don't know where it comes from, but it waters my mules. Basically.
So right there on the north side of that football field are where we have two culvert replacements that we're doing. So I don't know, maybe that's to address the exact issue you're talking about.
So you'll keep the water flowing?
Not intending to turn any water off at this point. So is it irrigation water that you have out there? Or?
I don't know where it comes from.
Okay.
It comes out from under the highway and waters that little pasture that I have for my two mules.
Okay. Right at the corner of bypass? And yeah, so we're getting ready. That's one of the culverts that we are getting ready to replace. We're not touching any of the other drainage in that area, so any water that is flowing should keep flowing. We're just basically fixing the culvert. Yes, sir.
In the 2025 phase of the project, will the pedestrian sidewalks be torn up and replaced? Or what's the plan for those?
Yeah, so the plan for sidewalk is that we are doing limited replacements in the areas where they are not currently ADA compliant. So the intent of the project is actually preservation. We don't have the funds to essentially go through and redo all the sidewalk through all of downtown. We have identified, and we will continue to look at in the field, where the sidewalk is in the worst shape, where there are slopes or trip hazards that don't meet current ADA standards. And then those are the areas that we are going to be doing sidewalk replacements at. All of the ADA corner ramps, so all of the what's now red colored concrete out there, that's all going to be replaced throughout the whole project. We're going to bring that up to current ADA accessibility standards, and then anywhere else connecting along the Main Street corridor that is not compliant or is in bad shape, we're planning on replacing.
I've got one more question too on the water bibs that supply the city water to our residences or to our businesses. Now, will they be replaced automatically, even though maybe the sidewalks aren't going to be torn up? Or what's the utility replacement on those things? That'd be the 2025 part of the project for me.
Sure. So part of the project, we have an agreement with the city of Buffalo to do that utility work. They actually own that work, but where it's being administered under our contract. And they're here, they might can answer this question a little bit better for you. I believe they sent out mailers and contacted landowners in the area where they were going to be doing that water utility work and offered that when that work is occurring. They're going to do some of it, and then if the landowner wanted to do the portion on their land, they had the option to do that. And so we have some quantities and some items in the plans to do that work. We're going to administer it, but the city really owns that. And so I don't know if, you know, Kevin or Brent, if you guys want to touch on that a little bit more.
I mean, yeah, basically we're going to go from the main to the curb stop. It's going to be replaced. If you want to go from the curb stop valve all the way to your property, that would be something that could be done. That, what was the expense on that?
So, like, the downtown corridor from basically 4th Street south, mailers were sent out by the city in contact with maybe the owners there. So, if they want to replace their water service or sewer service, and they sent out a cost associated with that. And then that's the property owner's option, because the city's not replacing that portion of the main on the downtown corridor. Now, from Hart, 4th Street to Park Street, the water main in its entirety is getting replaced and moved to the opposite side of the Main Street. And so for that portion, the water services will have to be replaced and reconnected and removed the entire water line to their side of the street. So if you're kind of where you're at.
Just the big And is that at landowner's expense or is that going to be a city expense?
That would be a city expense because we're doing the water main. We have to make those connections back. And that would be a city expense to replace the entire water main through that section. The sewer would be not, because they're not doing the sewer that for. So if you would like to do the sewer, then come in and do the sewer, but that'd be the property owner's expense to do that sewer and service.
Anything else? That's how I like it. Nice and calm. Easy questions, easy answers. So first public meeting will be again, it's going to be the 11th at 10 a.m. at the fire station. So I don't probably won't have much to report on, but whatever we do discuss at that public meeting, I'll summarize and then shoot it out at an email. At any point you have comments, questions, concerns, please send me an email, or my phone number is on the bottom here, and then I will determine who gets that question and we'll get an answer to you directly. So, anything else? Okay, well.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, sorry. You're over in, you didn't wave.
No, I just wanted to speak to the project and the contractors out there. We got a good bunch out there and folks, and very conscientious, great leadership, getting their crews out there and getting this done. So Kroll is the prime contractor, top notch, S&S, S&L of traffic control, and I'm probably forgetting some others. But anyway, we got a really good group out there. I've known them a long time, worked with them a lot, and you know, it's not always going to go smooth. We know that, but when issues come up, we want to address them as quickly as possible and minimize the impacts to the town and the public and the county as much as possible. So please let us know if anything comes up. There's your contacts, like Laura said, and I just want to hopefully give you some confidence that we got a really good bunch out here to even build this job. So thanks.
And this is a sidebar. If anyone's looking for a flagging job, I know that Deb is looking for some flaggers. So if you got some young 18-year-old or older that looking for a job, or just know of anyone that's looking, send them to either me, and then I can put them in contact with Deb, and she can get them. We're kind of short in that area right now. What? Yeah, we're going to have a little mini hiring fair. So. Okay, well, thank you again for coming, and we'll be in touch.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.